The blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. The blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary, the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. Oh, and it reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valleys. Oh, yeah. I know the blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. It soothes my doubts and calms my fears and dries up all my tears. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. Oh, and it reaches to the highest mountains, and it flows to the lowest valleys. Oh, yes, I know the blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. Oh, and it reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valleys. Oh, yes, I know the blood that gives me strength. From day to day, it will never lose. It will never lose. It will never lose its power. Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your many blessings. We thank you for your blood that never loses its power. Oh, God, since the beginning of time, when you shed your blood on Calvary's cross, Lord, it still does the same thing that it has done since those days. It soothes our doubts. It washes all of our sins away. It cleanses us from head to toe. I thank you, God, that your blood still works yet today, God, in spite of sin being rampant, in spite of men doing those things that seemeth right in their own eyes. Lord, the blood still works. It still never loses its power, God. It still heals. It still delivers. It still sets free. And we thank you, oh God, for another day, God, that you have made. Thank you for washing us in the blood, oh God, today. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you. Thank you for cleansing us and forgiving us of all sins, Lord. Thank you for becoming that perfect sacrifice, Lord, that when we confess our sins, you're faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Oh God, I thank you, oh God, today, because you are still a promise keeper, and you are a promise keeper because of the blood. You shed your blood on Calvary's cross. God, you gave your only begotten Son, Jesus, so that he might become the propitiation for our sins. And because he died, because his blood was shed, because it still has not lost any of its power, Lord, oh God, we can be saved today. We can be set free, oh Lord, today. We can be delivered, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and we can be made afresh and made whole. Thank you for the blood, oh God, today. Oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, that still works yet today. And so we sing of your goodness, we sing of your mercy, we sing of your glory, God, we sing of your honor, God, we sing glory to your name, because there is none like you. Thank you, oh God, for the blood, oh God, again. We thank you for the blood, oh God. We thank you again for the blood, oh God. We thank you again for the blood, because nothing else can wash away my sins. Oh God, thank you. It's only the blood can do it. Nothing else can make me whole again, Lord. Nothing but the blood, God. Nothing can make us work together, God. Only the blood, oh God. And I thank you, oh God, when two different people can come together, oh God. It's only because of the blood. Oh God, we may have once been enemies. Oh God, we have once may have been outcast, Lord. But now, because of the blood, we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Because of the blood, oh God, we are made one in you. And because of the blood, oh God, we can have life and that more abundantly. Thank you for the blood this morning. If we don't ever remember to thank you for anything else, thank you for the blood. Thank you for the blood, Lord. But we won't be arrogant in our ways. We won't be facetious in our ways. We won't be confused in our ways. God, we thank you for another day that you have made. For this is the day that the Lord has made. And God, because you made the day, God, we can wake up, oh God, in the morning singing about the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Because you gave us a good night's rest last night, God. We are able to wake up this morning, God, singing of your goodness, Lord, and singing of your mercy, Lord. Because you have been so faithful. Because you have been so just. Because you have been so merciful. Because you have been so kind. Lord, we can wake up in the morning, God, to tell you, thank you, God, for yet another day that you have made. Oh God, a day that you have made that we can rejoice and be glad in it. A day, God, that you have made, oh God, that we can lift up the name of Jesus and shout it everywhere we go. Another day that you have made, God, that we can sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, because there is none like you, God. There's none that can compare to you, oh God. You are magnificent in all your ways.
ways. You are glorious in all your ways. And so we acknowledge you, oh God, this morning, oh God, because we need you, oh Lord, today. First, oh God, wash me in that blood today. In the mighty name of Jesus, if there's anything in me that's unlike you, God, I plead the blood, God. Hallelujah. Because the blood still works. It still washes when I fall short of your glory and when I fall short of your will, God. Oh God, and you said in your word that if I would just confess my sins, you are faithful and just to forgive me and to cleanse me of all unrighteousness, Lord. But not only those sins, oh God, we need the blood to free us from those weights that easily beset us, those things that are not sin, but those things that causes us to slow down, Lord, those things that causes us to be ineffective, those things that cause us to run short of your glory, God, those things that cause us to fall away from you. Lord, wash us in the blood, Lord, this morning, from the very crowns of our heads to the soles of our feet, Lord. Purify us even now, creating us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us, Lord, because we need your God today. We don't want anything to separate us, Lord, because those things cause us to be disconnected from you. And anytime we're disconnected from the source, Lord, we will dry out, we will decay, we will, God, be weak, ineffective, Lord. And I'm determined, Lord, this day that I cannot be any of those things, Lord, but I want to walk in the authority that you have given me. I want to walk in power and in might, God. I want to walk, oh God, under the anointing of your spirit, God, so that your will might be done in my life. So, Lord, if there's anything in me, oh God, that's unlike you, search me now, God, from crown of my head to the sole of my feet, oh God, so that nothing will be in between me and thee, that I may bask in your glory, oh God, today. Oh God, that your light may shine on me. Oh God, that you might receive the glory and the honor out of my life, and that, God, that I may walk worthy of my calling. I've been called out of darkness. I've been called into your marvelous light, and because you saved me, because you say yes. Lord, I can say yes to your will, and I can say yes to your way. I can magnify you and glorify you because you have given me another chance to say yes, Lord. I can lift up holy hands and offer unto you a sacrifice of praise because you have given me another chance, oh God. I can cry out, holy, holy, holy. The Lord God is almighty, magnificent in all his ways, glorious in all his ways because you have given me another chance, Lord. I can run on to God and see what the end is going to be because you have given me another chance, oh Lord. I can experience your breakthrough, oh God. Breakthrough in my mind, oh God. Breakthrough in my love, Lord Jesus. Breakthrough in my finances, Lord. Breakthroughs in my home, Lord, because you have given me another chance, oh God. I can say yes to your will and I can say yes to your way just because of who you are, Lord, and because the blood still works. And because the blood is still awesome, and so, because the blood still heals, and because of the blood, Lord, I'm determined this morning to walk with you. I'm determined, oh God, not to turn away, not turn to the left, not turn to the right, not return where I came from, but to continue to press towards you, to continue to march towards you, oh God, because when I fail, you make me stronger. When I'm weak, God, you turn me around. Oh God, those things, Lord, are the promises that assure us day by day that you're always working things out for our good. Thank you, God, for being a faithful God, a God that has promised, Lord, that you would never leave us nor ever forsake us. Lord, even when we fall short of your glory, your promises are still yea and amen. We may have to reap what we have sown, Lord, but your promises are assured that as we rise up in the morning, Lord, every morning that we rise up, Lord, it's a day that you have made and a day of new mercies, Lord, because you are great and you are faithful, oh God, that you will always grant us mercy every day that you have blessed us, Lord. And so as long as we have breath in our lungs, oh God, there is a day, God, of filled with mercy, oh God, that you have waiting for us, and that's all we have to do is walk in your favor. Help us to walk in your favor, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, all the day long, God, as we begin this day off with you. God, for some of us, it's a great sacrifice, Lord. For some of us, oh God, it's a sacrifice that we're willing to give you on a consistent basis, Lord. We're not looking for fame. We're not looking for gratitude. We're not looking for accolades for man, Lord, but we're here to magnify the God of our salvation. We're here this morning to offer unto you a sacrifice of praise. We we're here this morning, God, to bless the God of our salvation with the fruit of our lips and to give him the praise and the honor that he's so worthy of. We're here this morning to tell you thank you for another chance to say yes, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for the use and activity of our limbs. We're here to tell you thank you, oh God, for allowing us to rise this morning in our right mind. Lord, we're here to tell you thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of health and strength. Lord, we're here this morning to offer you praise and adoration, God, because you have blessed us with a building to be able to worship in. Lord, this morning we're here to tell you thank you, God, because you have blessed us tremendously, God, over and over again. And for some reason, you keep on blessing us, God. You keep on weighing us down with blessings that we don't have room enough to receive it. And so, God, we thank you, God, for just another day, because another day that you have made, God, is another day filled with your glory. Another day that you have made is another day we can walk closer to you. Another day that you have made, God, we can bask in your presence. We can bask in your glory. We can praise and lift you up. We can make our praise glorious so that you can come in and inhabit our praises. It's another day, oh God, another opportunity, God, another purpose, God, a plan, God, that you have for our lives. And for that, Lord, you're worthy. You're worthy of praise. You're worthy of glory. And you're worthy of the honor. Thank you for another day. Thank you, oh God, that you never leave us. And thank you, oh God, that you never forsake us. For Lord, as I walked, as I came into the building, I was minded, God, as I was practicing and trying to get the song, The Blood Never Loses Its Power, Lord, I was reminded that the blood works, Lord, because we're in a battle day by day. And as much as we may want to scream and as much as we may want to get excited, Lord, God, we need you today because we are in a battle every single day. Yes, your mercies are new every single morning, but your mercies are new every single morning because we are at war every single day of our lives. There is an enemy that is trying to steal, to kill, and destroy every single morning that you bless us with. It's his purpose and his plan, God, to cause us to abort the promises and the plans that you have for our lives. Oh, God, and you think good things. You have good thoughts towards us. God, your word said thoughts of peace and not of evil. But his thoughts and his actions and his plans for us are totally opposite of yours, Lord. He's trying to destroy us. He's trying to kill us. He's trying to stop us, oh God, from fulfilling your purpose, from fulfilling your plans, from allowing your glory to be done in our lives, and from us being witnesses to draw more people unto you. We are in a constant battle every single day, a battle for our souls, a battle for our attention, a battle for our praise, a battle for our worship. We're in a battle day by day, and we need your help, God. Because in the flesh there is no good thing. In this flesh, Lord, its endeavor, its plans is to do the will of the enemy instead of doing the will of God. Your word says that the flesh is enmity against you. The carnality of the flesh does not want to obey you. The carnality and the sinfulness of the flesh does not want to submit to your will, and it does not want to submit to your way. But so we need your Holy Spirit, God, today. We need your presence, oh God, in us today. We need your anointing in us today, in the mighty name of Jesus, so that we can walk right, Lord. We can't walk right without your spirit, Lord. We can't talk right without your spirit. We can't live right. We can't move right. Oh, God, and your word tells us that we can't even breathe without your spirit. So we're nothing without you. We're inadequate without you. So in this war that we are fighting, Lord, today, equip us for the battle in the mighty name of Jesus. Give us the eyes that we might see and behold the beauty of our God. Help us, oh Lord, this day, not to walk by sight, but to walk by faith. So that means that we need spiritual eyes, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we may see, God. Give us the spirit of discernment even now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. It's something that we don't ask for or don't ask enough for in these days and times. But Lord, give us a spirit of discernment, Lord, because if we have the spirit of discernment, we won't be looking at things in the flesh. We'll be looking looking at things in the spiritual realm. And Lord, because our battles is not against flesh and blood. Those things that are challenging us, those things that are coming after us, those things that are trying to destroy us, they are not in the flesh and the blood, Lord, but they are spiritual things. It's a spiritual warfare, and we need you to give us the spirit of discernment, God, that we'll be effective in our prayers, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we would be willing to submit to your will and not submit to this flesh, Lord, so that the flesh won't get any of your glories. Give us eyes so we might see. Spiritual discernment, God, that we may discern what's going on in the lives of people, Lord. Then we can be effective servants for them, God. We can be effective witnesses for them. Holy Ghost, come to more and have your way in our eyesight, Lord, today. And not only in our eyesight, but, Lord, come to more and have your way in our thoughts, Lord God. We're not always thinking on those things that are lovely. We're not always thinking on those things that are pure. We're not always thinking on those things that are just, those things that are lovely, those things that are a good report. And because of that, Lord, our mind is not being kept in perfect peace. But Lord, I plead right now, God, that you would cast the devil out of the minds of your people in the mighty name of Jesus. He only comes in to cause confusion, Lord. He comes in to spring up doubt, Lord. He comes to sow seeds of discord in the mighty name of Jesus in our minds, oh God. So even right now, Lord, under the sound of my voice, God, I would ask that you would transform and renew our minds right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. There are some things, oh God, that are concerning to us. There are some things that are weighing us down. There are some things, God, that are causing us to doubt and causing us to be of concern. But this morning, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, we lay those things here at the altar, God, and we release them to you, Lord. Transform our minds, oh God, and remind us that it's not by our power, it's not by our might, God, but it's by your spirit that we have the victory yet on this day, God, that you're going to do just what you have promised in your word, Lord, that you will, God, that you will allow us to do all things, oh God, through Christ who strengthens us, that we are the victors, oh God, that the battle is already won, oh God, and that we don't have to fight the battle, but we can turn to you, God, and give it all over to you so that your will can be done. And when we understand, Lord, in our minds, Lord, that it's not about us, Lord, and it's all about you, then we don't have to worry. We don't have to fret. Oh, God, we don't have to fear. So, Lord, cast the devil out of the minds of your people right now in the name of Jesus. He has placed strongholds in the minds of your people, God, that we're not willing to submit to you, that we're not willing to commit to you, that we're not sold out for you, Lord. It begins in the mind, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. It begins in our minds, oh, God. Transform us even now and renew our minds, oh, God, that your will might be done, your perfect, acceptable, pleasing will of God may be done in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. And then, God, save my hands, oh, God, yet today, and save my feet, oh, Lord, today, that I may not allow my hands to do things that don't build up your kingdom. Oh, God, that I'm not someone that my hands are not being used to tear your kingdom down. But, Lord, I want to be a builder of the people. I want to be builder of houses, oh, God. I want to be builders, oh, God, of lands, oh, God. I want to be builders of people, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, that Lord, I may use these hands to stir up, oh, God, and spread the good news of Jesus, that my feet, oh, God, may walk into areas, Lord, that need you, oh, God, and that you need me to be, Lord, not just to take the territory, Lord, oh, God, but that it may be about your Father's business or my Father's business in the mighty name of Jesus. Save, oh God, from every God, everything from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet. Save all of me, God, in the name of Jesus, that I may be used for your glory, that I may be used for your honor, that I may be used for your praise. There's so much more that you have in store for us. Greater is ahead. Because you have promised in your word that greater is he that's in us. So every single day that you allow us to see, God, there is something greater that you have in store for us. Help us to reach the greater, Lord. Help us not to limit you, oh God, on what we see or what we think or what we hear. Oh, God, I need you to save our ears today in the name of Jesus, because we allow people and things to put things into our ears that ends up going into our psyche or going into our spirit or going into our thought pattern, Lord, that is unlike you. It does not benefit you. It does not lift you up, Lord. So help us to have clean ears, Lord, today, and not allow people to come and throw trash and throw other junk in our ears that cause us to be ineffective, that weighs us down, that gets us confused and gets us distracted, Lord. I bind the devil as he tries to plant things in our ears and into our spirit, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. But help us to hear those things that uplift you. That means that we must take time, Lord, to put things that are good into our ears that comes into us. Lord, that means we must take time to worship, Lord. Put a song of praise on our lips, oh God, that we may hear songs of praise and songs of adoration that lift up your name, Lord, and give you the glory and the honor, God. Give us songs of praise, oh God, to sing of how good you are and to sing of the goodness of Jesus, oh God, and all that he has done for us. Give us songs of praise, oh God, that we may shift the atmosphere in the mighty name of Jesus, that you might get the glory out of our lives. We need you, God, today to cleanse us, to make us whole, from the very crown of our head to the sole of our feet, that we may walk worthy, that we may be examples of you, that we may, God, express how great you are, that we may spread the good news of Jesus in everything that we do, in everything that we say, that it may be done for your glory and for your honor. Help us, oh God, today, that as we don't fight against flesh and blood, but that we would allow your spirit to lead us and guide us as we go through this day's journey. Thank you, God, because it all starts with the blood. We would not be able to ask any of these things if you had not been so merciful and kind to save us and to die on the cross for our sins. Thank you for your sacrifice. At the end of the day, Lord, we only can thank you for the sacrifice, because without the sacrifice, we would not be here praying. We would not be praying to a God that's here to save us. Lord, we will be doing some other things. We will be falling short of your glory, coming to offer a sacrifice every single year, oh God, though we may die in the midst of our sins. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your unmerited favor. Thank you for another chance to say yes. Lord, as we continue in our prayer, Lord, on this early morning prayer, Lord, we pray for the many afflicted, the many sick that are around us in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for the nation. I pray for our president, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you would save in the White House, Lord, today. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray that you would save in Congress, Lord, today. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, Lord, that you would save in the Senate, that you would save in the House, that you would give those gentlemen, Lord, that are making rules and governing this country, that you would put sound advice, put godly advice in their midst, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Many of them profess that they know you in the pardon of their sins. They declare that they're Protestants, or declare that they're Catholics, that they declare that they are some form of a child of God and some reformation, Lord, but their actions and their lifestyles don't reflect, oh God, and their decisions don't reflect the God that we serve. You told us that they'll know us by how we love one another. And we're in a nation, Lord, today that does not love one another. Not only are we living in a nation in a time where we don't love one another, God, we don't even do those things that are right in your eyesight, God, right according to your will. But we lean into our own understanding. We do things that seem right, God, unto us. And all of those ways lead us to death. I pray for our nation, Lord, today. You didn't tell us to protest. You didn't tell us to march up and down the street, but you said if my people would just take time to pray and turn from their wicked ways, then you'll hear from heaven. If we would just pray, seek your face, turn from our wicked ways, if we would just pray, seek your face and turn from our wicked ways, then the promises of God will fall afresh on this country, Lord. Give us the pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, give us the pray to seek your face, Lord, in the name of Jesus, so that our lands might be healed, so that the lands might be healed, God, so that the lands might be healed, Lord, and that you may hear us as we cry out to you, O God, and that you'll save our souls, save our lands, Lord. Do it for your glory. I pray for everyone that's in leadership position in our government, Lord, whether it's the president, for those in Congress, his cabinet, Lord, the Justice Department, the Attorney General, God, the Education Department, all of the departments, Lord. Seems like they're doing those things that are right, that seemeth right, those things that are right in their own eyes. And our nation is waxing more and more worse, or waxing more and more evil day by day. Help us, oh God. Hear our pleas. Hear our cries. Hear our prayers even now. Come to our rescue, Lord. We need you, Lord, today. Thank you for saving us, Lord. But we need some more. We need more of you, God. We need you to come and turn it around, God. We need you to come and give us the strength to hold on. You said, God, if you don't reduce the time that you return, that even the very elect will fall away. Lord, there has been a great falling away, Lord, in the body of Christ. And, Lord, I don't want to be a part of that falling away. I don't want to be led astray. I don't want to turn away from the docile plow. So hear the pleas. Hear the cries of your people as we cry out to you for rescue, as we cry out to you for help, as we cry out to you for mercy. Have mercy upon our land, Lord. In the name of Jesus, have mercy upon us, America. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. In the name of Jesus, have mercy on us, Lord. Don't forsake us, God. Don't turn your backs on us, Lord. Remain steadfast with us. Remain consistent with us. Remain faithful to us, Lord. Remain merciful, God. Help us, Lord, today. In the mighty name of Jesus, that as I ask for your mercy, Lord, I'm reminded of prophet after prophet, Lord, that cried out to you on behalf of the people, Lord, and you had mercy upon those nations. Yes, Lord, they had to reap, oh God, the results of their sin, Lord. But, Lord, have mercy on us, Lord. Don't take your spirit away, Lord. Don't turn your back on us as a country, as America, Lord. Oh, God, have mercy upon the nation even now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And don't forsake us. Don't forsake that remnant, Lord, that have been willing to stay steadfast in you. That remnant that was willing to commit to you. Oh, God, and surrender to your will and to hold on. Yes, Lord, I declare that there is a remnant of people in this evil nation, Lord, that still loves you, that still obeys you, that still seeks your face. Lord, remember your remnant, Lord, this day, in the name of Jesus. I call on the names of those that are sick among us, Lord. Oh, God, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you deliver us out of them all. That though we're living in evil times, Lord, you still deliver us out of them all. Oh, God, the trials and the storms that rise and the winds that blow, that come in and cause us to be concerned, Lord, you are a faithful God that delivereth us out of them all. Thank you for being a faithful God. Thank you for being a mighty deliverer. And so I pray for Mother King, Lord, in New Jersey, who was brutally attacked last week, oh God, in her home, and they need her to recover, God, to be able to close the case, or to find the subjects in her case. Lord, touch her right now, Lord, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Touch her body. Strengthen her body. Give her healing in her bearings, Lord. Heal her mind. Heal, oh God, the wounds. Heal the scars right now. Give her clarity of mind. Oh God, understanding, Lord. Oh God, that she might help. Oh God, that she might be able to get the necessary information to those that are searching for her attackers. Touch her, Lord, right now. Heal her body. Bring a swift recovery, Lord. Do it for your glory and do it for your honor. I pray for Miss Joanne, whose son is a co-worker at my job, or on my job site. Lord, he came to me today and said today would be her first day of chemotherapy, Lord. And God, you allow things to come our way to make us stronger. You don't allow storms to come to destroy us, but you allow those things to come to help us to focus our eyes on you. The great thing about it is that cancer is something, Lord, that is healable. You've done it before, Lord. And you can do it again, that you can dry up the cancer, that you can reduce the amount of chemotherapy that needs to be done. And, Lord, if you deem that it's necessary for her to go through the chemotherapy, God, you're able to bring her through and bring her out stronger. Lord, whatever your will is, Lord, do it for your glory, oh, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your will be done in Miss Joanne's life. Let your will be done in her son's life.
Keep them, Lord, and strengthen them, Lord, and bring them through. Let them have a praying spirit, Lord, to understand, Lord, the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much, that they may have people on the outside interceding for them. But, God, our prayers are so much more effective when they come out of our own lips, when we can just walk and confess that Jesus is Lord, when we can walk and confess that there's nothing too hard for God, when we can walk and confess that all things will work together for our good. It reaffirms your power in our spirit, Lord, and it strengthens our spirit, man, to hold on to you in spite of what it might seem like. So encourage her, Lord, today. Strengthen her today. Help her to remain steadfast in you and to continue to hold on to you. Put those around her, Lord, that will speak life into her, that will encourage her, that will pray for her. Oh, Lord, that we might be effective as a group. Oh, God, pleading for your mercy, pleading for your grace, and pleading for a miracle. Lord, you are still in the miracle working business. There's nothing too hard for you. You're magnificent in all your ways. And so we bless you for the miracle that you're performing in the life of Mother King, the miracle that you're performing in the life of Ms. Joanne, and then the miracle that you will be performing, that you are performing in the life of baby Noel Cork. Touch the baby right now, Lord. You know the ailments. You know her, Lord, because you created her. You created her just as she was. You knew her before she was even shaped in her mother's womb. And so since you know her, Lord, you know what we are asking for. You know the miracle, the miracles that need to be performed. Touch the baby right now. Strengthen her, oh God. From the very crown of her head to the sole of her feet, heal, Lord. Perform the miracle, Lord, that only you can perform. That as she goes under the surgery, Lord, guide the hands of the physicians, Lord, to touch that baby from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Let her be a miracle. Lord, the songwriter said that I'm looking for a miracle. I expect the impossible. I see the invisible. God, I believe the invisible, Lord. We're looking for a miracle. So do it for your glory, Lord. Do it for your honor. Encourage your family. Encourage Tierra and Chris. Bless them and keep them. Strengthen them. Encourage them today. Help them to remain, to continue to hold on to you. And then for those that are in the ministry that may be sick among us, Lord, we pray for healing. Sister Monique's body. Oh, God, those that are connected to us, the Baileys who are suffering from another loss in the family, we pray that you would encourage them, Lord, today in the mighty name of Jesus. And then for those that are considering us, God, we thank you for the visitation by, oh, Lord, I cannot remember that couple's name, Lord, but you know the couple who visited us this past weekend. I pray that you would bless them and keep them and strengthen them, Lord, today in the mighty name of Jesus. And then I pray for the members of Praise Center. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for what you're going to do. And thank you for what you've done in our lives. Thank you for this time of prayer, that even when we don't feel like it, even when we are weak in our bodies, prayer changes things. And these prayers that we come in on early in the morning, God, every single day, Lord, they are sowing seeds of favor in our future. God, we may not see the results of our prayers immediately, but, Lord, they are working things out for our good. So I pray for Lady Yolinda McCowan. I pray for Diamond Star, Eric McCowan, Crystal McCowan, and Aaron McCowan. Lord, I pray that you would cast the devil out of our minds. It's easy, Lord, to become distracted when we see things that are not right in your eye. And sometimes we become weary in well-doing. But, Lord, in our doing, God, help us to remain steadfast and unmovable. Help us to not look at man, but for us to look at you. Look at the God in you. Look at the God in man. Look at the God of our salvation. Not look at the things and the foolishness of this world that causes us to become discouraged, that causes us to become fretful. Lord, that even sometimes causes us to backslide, Lord, and tear down with our mouths. Instead of praying in the spirit, give us to pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in season, out of season, when times are good and when times are bad. Give us to pray. Give us to seek your face. Give us, oh God, to yield to your will so that your will might be done in our lives
and we'll be a part of the building up and not a part of the tearing down. Lord, I pray for Mother Evelina Dean McCowan, Missionary Myrna Howard, Missionary Lysandra Miller, Brother Herbert Lee, Sister Connie Coulter, Deanne and Renix Graham. And Lord, I pray for Sister Paulette King, wherever she might be at, Lord, help her to reach out to us. Let us know that she's okay. Prayers that she would find her wherever she's at, Lord. Convict her spirit right now. Don't give her any rest until she calls and checks in with us. In the name of Jesus, we pray for Sister Connie Coulter, that you would continue to open up doors, that you continue to make ways out of no way while she's in North Carolina. And then I pray for those that are connected to us, those families that are visiting us, those families that are considering us as a ministry. I thank you for these seats that you have in this house, because it reminds me, Lord, that there's a promise, Lord, that you have yet to fulfill, and I know that you are a promise keeper. God, give us the ability and the capabilities, the wherewithal, the wisdom to go out, share the good news of Jesus, that your house might be filled. Bless us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to be effective witnesses and to spread the good news of the work that you're performing here at Praise Center Church of God in Christ. God, I pray that you bless our families. I pray for my family, Lord, today. I pray for my father and pray for my brothers, Lord. I pray for my sister, Lord. I pray for my sister-in-law and my brother-in-law. I pray for my father-in-law. Lord, I pray for our families, the family members of the members of Praise Center. Lord, I pray for a Missionary Miller's sons and her daughter, Lord. I pray for Missionary Howard's daughters, Lord, and her son-in-laws, Lord, and grandchildren. Lord, I pray for your people, that you would touch us today, that you remind us of who you are, that you would show us your glory, that you would be faithful to us today, that you would bless us and pour out your spirit upon us, that we may be the vessels that you call for us to be today, that we may be effective in the things that you need for us to do, and that is to go out, tell the word about Jesus, to spread the good news of Jesus, oh God, so that you might receive the glory out of our lives. Bless us, Lord, today. Keep us in the heart of your hand, in the center of your will. Bless those that partner with us, Brother Larry Brown, Sister Lisa Law, Brother Carl Christopher, Brother Kenyatta Schamberger. I pray your blessings on them, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I ask that your will might be done in our lives today. Do it for your glory, do it for your honor, and do it for your praise. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus we pray this morning. Amen and amen.